Well, them birds hurt your hand, though.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't start picking cotton with machinery till, we tried some in 53. They had machines in 48, though. But we tried one pick in 53, and it did pretty good. Then we had a drought in 54, and we couldn't pick it with that type of machine. Then we laid off, and then we went back to them in 55. But we always kept hand pickers then, too. And strictly went machinery about 60.
You get, well, I'm sure you get as good, you don't get as good coverage as you would just by picking by hand, but about what coverage do you get?
You mean as far as getting all the cotton?
Yeah.
No, you get over 90% of it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
God, it seems like a lot of it's dropping on
I know,
ground.
But it's not as much as it looks. It just scatters more, you know. We used to have picks 5 and 6, 7 bales a day with hands.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was tough. Had to imp them, empty sacks. Who had to haul the sacks? See, they'd be out in the field picking the colored help, and they'd haul away, man. And that'd mean for us to come get the sack. The women, the men carried their own.
What'd they pick it in? What kind of sack?
Sacks. 9-foot canvas sack. You know, they started with a Kroger sack years ago, a little round sack. Then you had a 9-foot sack. Strap on it. You put it around your shoulder. You pick the cotton and just put it in that sack. You get full, you carry it up to the truck and you head away with them. Pay them off at the when they pick the cotton, you know, when you weigh them, mm-hmm. You pay them for that one sack of cotton. Used to be 2.5 a hundred. Then it went to, it'd have gotten much as 4.5 a hundred. You really couldn't make any, when it got real high, you couldn't make anything off the cotton. In other words, if you had to hand pick cotton out, you couldn't make anything off of it. It would cost you too much. So you pick a bale of cotton with them. We picked as much as 80 bales in one day with the 3 pickers. 80 bales. And that would, years ago, hand picking, the most you could possibly pick would be 3 or 4, 5, 6 bales.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of pickers, we used to have a bus load come over, had a man drive a bus.
Uh-huh.
He'd take them from Lake Billy, see, to pick.
Dee, how much would you pay for a tote sack?
Tote sack wouldn't amount to much because it's too small. Kroger sack, we call it.
Yeah, one of them big sacks. How much would
it wouldn't weigh very much, 20 pounds.
What's a tote sack? That's just a
Kroger sack.
How much would you pay for that one sack?
Well, according to what you was paying, 100.
When you bought flour, what would it come in?
A sack, and then you put it in the flour barrel.
Barrel had those things running around.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was on metal.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be an old manufacturing place up here that made them, wasn't it? That's what Henry Sanders told me. He used to work at that mill, at that place. They made the staves, and they made the metal things that went around the barrel.
The metal bands?
Hook, yeah.
I forget what they call them.
Hoops.
Bell hoops or something.
Yeah. What would nails come in?
Kegs. At that time, I didn't pay pasteboard boxes. That's what you ring, they ran in kegs. Wine barrels, some charcoal barrels, we put wine in.